The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd is the one who lays down his life for his sheep. The hired man, since he is not the shepherd, and the sheep do not belong to him, abandons the sheep and runs away as soon as he sees a wolf coming. And when the wolf attacks and scatters the sheep, this is because he is only a hired man and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And there are other sheep that I have that are not of this fold, and these I have to lead as well. They too will listen to my voice, and there will be only one flock and one shepherd. The Father loves me because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me. I lay it down of my own free will, and as it is in my power to lay it down, so it is in my power to take it up again. And this is the command I have been given by my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. One of the most popular images of pastoral care is that of the shepherd who leads a large flock and protects them from harm. In the time of Jesus, many herds consisted of thousands of sheep, their sheer number requiring highly skilled men to look after them and to know how to cure their ailments. The flock spent most of the year on the vast open uplands from March to November, and then the winter under cover. Hyenas, jackals, and wolves roamed the hills, as well as robbers on two legs, and the shepherd was usually armed with a knife or a cudgel. The shepherd's care and courage were legendary. Shepherding was a hazardous occupation. Outdoor living was rough. Sometimes shepherds would build sheepfolds with dry stone walls to make the watching and counting easier. This allowed them to spend more time in human company. During the long dry season, however, they had to move their flocks in search of new pastures and watering places. And because they trespassed so often on private land, they were somewhat unpopular with landowners. In common with tax collectors, they were forbidden to hold public office or give evidence in court. The wandering figure of the Good Shepherd, anxiously tending his flock to the point where he is willing to give his life for them, is the image that Jesus uses about himself in this evening's Gospel. That mixture of tenderness and toughness, of care and self-sacrifice, is one that summarizes his own practice of leadership. It's not a leadership of detachment and defensiveness, rather it is a leadership of physical involvement and self-sacrificial love. In the Good Shepherd's foolish, extravagant love, his own life matters less than that of the sheep. The Good Shepherd is not an image of a religious figure that is eternally pleased with its own importance, blind to useless pain it causes to those it leads. The authority of the shepherd costs the shepherd, not the sheep. The image of the shepherd cannot be separated from how the shepherd actually cares for his sheep. His concern is not untroubled, his courage is not bloodless. His love is not detached. When we see how Jesus actually behaves as a leader, we see his tenderness and courage. Because Jesus tackles his opponents face to face, he confronts those who steal the dignity of little ones, he names the wolves in sheep's clothing, he is willing to leave his enemies looking sheepish, he warns his followers about rough terrain ahead. He goes before them. He is defensive when people attack his own followers. He is realistic about people's wayward ways. He endures isolation and insult. He faces his own fears, but stays loyal. He risks being slaughtered himself, and he finally lays down his life for his sheep. In life and in death, Jesus sought out the lost and the least and the last. When he wanted to speak of a tender God, he told the people about a shepherd who, when he loses one of his sheep, leaves the other sheep behind and goes in search of the lost one. The shepherd refuses to accept the loss of one sheep as just one of these things. He searches for the lost sheep until he finds it, and taking it on his shoulders, he returns to share his joy with his neighbours. This is the image of pastoral care, a search that continues until a find can be made. We know, of course, that a search is not automatic after a loss. Many losses are not even registered. Where there is no love, there is no loss. Some people are regarded as no great loss. Other people are encouraged to get lost. But all of us hope that when we are lost, someone, somewhere, will be looking for us. Someone like the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd challenges our own way of leaving people for lost. Jesus said, "I have come to seek out and save the lost." Probably all of us know two or three people who have wandered from the church, who have lost their sense of belonging, who feel they have no community to belong to. How will they know they are welcome back if no one tells them? How will they be held back if no one offers to make the journey with them? So let's take that image of the Good Shepherd to heart this weekend, and let's go out and do some shepherding.